Blog Talk Radio.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. I want to extend the salams to all of the Muslims throughout the world who are tuning in to our show or who may be watch our show later on the archives. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I want to say peace and greetings to all of the non-Muslim listeners who call into our show or who wants to listen to our show, maybe on the archives or however you do it. Whether your intentions are pure or whether your intentions are impure, I still want to greet you with peace, and may Allah Azza wa Jal guide you as to which follows. Time to get to business. And I say it like that tonight because every time it seems that something happens on Facebook or something happens in the media or anywhere, you know, people are quick to say Muslim this, Muslim that. You know, we were talking about 911 the other day. Oh, the Muslims did this, the Muslims did that. And, you know, it's getting old. You know, it's really getting old that the Muslims are being blamed for everything. You know, somebody slipping some spit on the street, I guess the Muslims did that too. You know, a person robbed a store, he must have been Muslim. Is the Muslim the evil that you know? Or have you ever really studied Islam? Have you ever really got to the root of Islam? Have you ever tried to really understand what Islam is about? Are you just the puppeteers? Are you just the puppets that are being guided by the puppeteer of Fox News, CNN, Rush Limbaugh, Neil Boortz, Sean Hannity, and all these buffoons out here who are attacking Islam, and they don't even really know what Islam is. They're just the people who somebody got their hand up their back, and they're making them say this and say that, but they have never truly looked at Islam for what it is. Bottom line, this is the sad reality of what we have to deal with on a daily basis. You know, I get the looks from people, you know, turning their face up like I really care. I don't really care how much you turn your face up. That's your own problem. If you want to turn your face up, turn it up as much as you want. You know, let it get stuck like that. I don't care. But my point is, why are you wasting your time? What has a Muslim done to you that was so bad that turns your stomach? Which you should be asking yourself, what has your own government been doing to you to make you think that the Muslims are this bad organization, this disruptive people, or so on and so forth? This is what you have to ask yourself. And when you're ready to actually sit down and face the facts, talk to a Muslim. And I'm not talking about those Muslims who cut their beards and put on suit and ties and you know, want to go and vote and be part of the political system. No, I'm talking about go talk to a real Muslim. Preferably one with some type of knowledge of the religion, of course, but talk to somebody who can really give you the true understanding of what Islam is. This is what our show is about. Our show is The Hard Truth. It's The Hard Truth because we want to give the people the correct understanding of Islam. And we're not going to hide it. We're not going to apologize for it. We're not going to water it down, nor are we going to sugarcoat it. Even though I do like donuts and cakes and stuff like that, but with this religion, we don't sugarcoat it. We keep it real. We keep it raw. We keep it to the word of Allah. That's what it's revealed at. And brothers and sisters and so on and so forth, whoever's listening out there, you have to expect that. And you have to be able to open your mind. I'm not saying that everyone is going to become Muslim. That's up to Allah. But you better believe that we're going to give you the truth, the hard truth, and nothing but the hard truth. Because that's what we're here for. We're here to give you the truth about Islam. Nothing else. And if we get into some other talk, whatever we talk about, we're going to give it to you from an Islamic point of view, to the best of our ability. Now, I'm not a scholar. I don't know everything about Islam. I know the basics, alhamdulillah. So I give it to you from a basic point of view. Some things I know, some things I don't know. And if I don't know it, I'll say I don't know. If you want to hold that against me, I got Mr. Muhammad. Yeah, I got hard truth. He didn't know something. Well, guess what? I didn't know it. So if you think you got me, well, hey, I'm glad you're happy now. And that's the hard truth. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned in.
The Hard Truth is sponsored by Ask a Muslim. If you want to know how to fix your car, ask a mechanic. If you want to know about the law, ask a lawyer. And if you want to know about Islam, ask a Muslim. Bringing the truth about Islam one person at a time. Visit the website at www.askamuslim.com or call in toll free 1-855-968-2756.
Alhamdulillah. Welcome, 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 everybody. You know, like I was saying earlier, you have these people, and I want to start with 911. I posted on my page, for those who don't know my page, it's Muhammad Hartruth Smith, or just Muhammad Smith. You see my picture, you see my face on there, you know. Go on my page. And if we're not friends, befriend me, and I will accept your friend request. I don't care who you are. I will accept your friend request, unless you just want to put in stupid stuff and nudity and all type of goofy matters like that. Then I will delete you as a friend and tell you to take your sin self somewhere else. But go on my page, and there is a clip that I added on my page from the movie Alone Kiss Goodnight. Now on this movie. For those who don't know, this movie started Gina Davis and Samuel L. Jackson. And this movie came out, I believe, in 1996. And it gave the whole plot of the World Trade Center airplane attack or bombing, as it was. And in the movie itself, it said that this was something done by the American government. Now, a lot of people don't want to believe it, but
explain why.
Well, the reason why
we can get a budget.
It was about money. And I'm gonna tell you something about our great country, America. Here, if it don't make dollars, then it don't make sense. Meaning, America does not do anything unless there's some type of financial gain or some type of gain for the country. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. I have more respect for you. If you tell me, yeah, I'm about to go kill these people over here because I want to preserve my way of life. Don't dress it up, put a mask on it, throw a chemo on it, if you will, and say, I'm going to go help some people, because that's not what you're truly going to do. You're going to help yourself. Call it what it is. But the reason why, American people, that it cannot be said like that is because most of the people have moral values, and they're going to reject anyone that's going somewhere and killing somebody. So what do? You tell a big, fat lie, and you blame it on Muslims. And the sad thing is, you don't care how many people that you're hurting. You don't care how many lives that you're tearing apart, whether it be Muslim or non-Muslim. You know, I get upset when I see all of these American soldiers going to fight in wars, and they come back in coffins. And a lot of them believe that they were going for the right thing. They didn't know that they were going to make Hollenberger rich, more richer than what it is. They didn't know they were going to help the Bush family have more oil and have more oil rigs and protect the Saudi government and so on and so forth. They didn't know this. All they know is freedom. Well, there was a great thinker in American history named Thomas Paine. For those of you who don't know him, he was like a scholastic individual in America. And what he said, he was asked, will fascism ever come to America? He said, yes. Now, my brother Shahid Allah, you were very articulate with words. Do you know the meaning of fascism? How would you explain fascism to our listeners? Or should we look it up on the computer? Would we better look it up?
Let's look it up real quick.
Now,
and the reason why I said that, for the listeners' benefit, because I don't know everything, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. That's never been a concept that I've ever been interested in.
Alhamdulillah.
I've heard them say it so much, you know,
yeah.
that I know that it's
yeah.
just a term
mm-hmm.
that they want to use to paint people into a corner,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well,
because they...
This individual was asked,
socialist,
who was considered a European thinker, a European scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they asked him, will fascism ever come to America? He said, yes, but it would not be called fascism. It would be called patriotism.
Oh.
This is what he said.
An authoritarian and nationalistic right-wing system of government and social organization.
Now, explain that.
Okay.
I need to understand that myself.
An authoritarian, meaning a group that has authority, and it is rooted in asabiyya. It's rooted in nationalism. So it's nationalistic, and it's a right-wing system,
mm-hmm.
which typically when they say right-wing, they're talking about, conservative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're talking right wing, they're mm-hmm. talking about it's a code word, basically, and not to, you know, I hate to get, but it's an ism. So I hate to get off there. I hate to get off into, you know, race,
yeah.
racism, mm-hmm. you know, and fascism race. You can find racism in fascism because it's nationalistic. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a fancy term that comes up out of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
mm-hmm.
if it comes up out of Europe, we know what that is. You can't sugarcoat that.
Yes.
You cannot sugarcoat that. It's European. The concept comes from the European,
mm-hmm.
and it's male dominated, and it's for the preservation of the male.
So now if we talk about fascism, and this man Thomas Paine quoted this, and you can look Thomas Paine up on you can Google him, find out exactly who he is. He says this. Now, look at it. President Bush Jr., Junior Bush, he says, he made this statement, either you're with us or you're against us.
SubhanAllah.
That's fascism.
Yeah.
That's fascism in a nutshell.
It's forcibly suppressing. Forcibly suppressing opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
It says forcibly suppressing opposition and criticism, regimenting all industry, commerce, and emphasizing an aggressive nationalism mm-hmm. and often racism.
Did you hear that?
SubhanAllah.
Do we not? Is this not what we're experiencing now? Is this not what we see every day? And it has to have a target. It has to have someone that you can direct it to. So who to direct it at? The Muslims. Because, see, fascism is how they plan on getting off this one world order, this one world government.
Right.
It's done.
But you have to. But you have to also. It is directed at the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's directed at the Muslims, unfortunately, it's directed for the most part at any of the darker people of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it's directed at.
Well, I agree with that.
Well,
because when you have the UN,
uh huh,
and you got Kofi Annan sitting as the president one time. And then you have
gentlemen in there now.
Yeah, so what it is, it's not about the color as much as it is, this is our system.
Right.
If you become part of our system.
Right, it's a mentality.
So
I agree with
whatever color you are, if you're going to play in our background, in our backyard, then you have to play by our rules. See, and the problem is Islam does not play by your rules. It plays by the rules of God. And this is what it is. Now, so you're telling me I can't stay out of the conflict. You're saying either I'm with you or I'm with you or I'm against you. No matter what my thinking is, my mode is, sometimes people's hands are pushed. They're forced to react. They're forced to do something. And maybe they don't want to do it. But when you make these statements and you have all these buffoons on Facebook saying all Muslims are terrorists, all Muslims are this and that, and these people believe it because of what is trying to be perpetrated and what is trying to be accomplished based on somebody's fascism, desire, their agenda, so on and so forth. So, you know, we have to be careful. Now, the reason why I'm not surprised at this, and this is only for information's sake only, is not for no other purpose but to shed some light on the situation. The reason why I'm not surprised is because the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, has already forewarned us about this. He has already told us about these things that's going to happen. He has already told us about the killing. He has already told us about the lewd behavior. He has already told us about all these things. And you know the most important part of it that he told us about is the system of the Dajjal. The system of the Antichrist, the liar, who will come after this system. They will get this system. I'm going to let you know that now. They will get this system. This system will be up and running. Because once this system is up and running, then their so-called false deity, this wannabe God individual known as the Dajjal, or the Antichrist, whatever you call him, will be able to sit at the head of their tables. So, what do you do? What do you do, Muslims? Right now, the most important thing to do is to take your religion seriously. It is to really implement the religion based on the Quran and Sunnah. Not your desires, not your whims, not your thoughts, but based on scholarly information about how this religion is implemented. We have to get out of this, oh, well, you know, I think this word means it. Who are you to think what something means? We have to get our knowledge based on sound proof. Now, granted, there's some Muslims out there who are our worst enemies. These groups are not just popping out of nowhere. Some of these groups are put there for a reason, to cause conflict, to keep the conflict going. Because you know what conflict brings? Conflict brings money. I'm going to be honest with you. Conflict don't just bring some money. Conflict brings a whole lot of money. Think about it. A truck driver who drives in Iraq right now is making, what, $80 an hour? Something crazy. You know, it's like, it's a war-torn area, it's high risk, you know, but he's making this much money from a what? A private company.
Mm-hmm.
Not a military company. See, it's different, you know, if the general says, listen, we need to ship these guns from here to here, private such and such problems, you drive these, and we're going to put such and such a protection.
Right.
What the heck is a private company doing, driving trucks in a war-torn environment.
I guess
it's about money.
They can't seem to get anybody else, really.
It's about money.
It is.
Oh, you can get a regular soldier because he got to follow orders. He has to follow orders. There's no getting around it. He has to follow his orders. So my point is, you have these individuals who are in these areas, and the owners or the chair members who own these companies sit on the panels with the presidents. They are in Congress. This is nothing but rich men getting richer off the expense and hardships of other people's lives. 9-1-1. Let's talk about 9-1-1. 9-11, the World Trade Center, which is played out in the movie called The Long Kiss Goodnight. Told you the whole story. But a lot of you are not going to look it up. Because a lot of you are scared of the hard truth. Yeah, before it happened. Years before it happened. You know, a lot of people are not going to look it up because you don't want to know the truth. Do you know that the planes that crashed into the buildings did not have windows? Did not have windows. Do you know the planes that crashed into the buildings, right before they hit the buildings, a missile was shot from the bottom of the plane into the building? It's all on YouTube. People have the actual footage showing these things on YouTube. Do you know before the planes hit the building, there was multiple explosions throughout the building? Why? Let me explain something to you. If I was to take a plane and crash it into the top of a building, why in the world would the bottom of the building fall? I don't care how much jet fuel was in there. By the time it falls all the way down to the bottom, it's going to cool. I'm going to give you proof and evidence for that. Back in the times where there was a civil war, and the Confederates were against the Union, and they used to make cannonballs. Mm-hmm. They would go up about a few stories. Now, we're talking about no skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a few stories. You know what they would do? They would take a certain amount of melted fire and metal, pour it over the side of a building. Now, like I said, we're not talking about a skyscraper. And when it falls, it will form into a ball.
Okay.
And when it hit the ground, it's cool.
Okay.
Now, you're telling me that this fuel that's falling from way up there is going to come down.
And it's not going to cool.
It's not going to finally cool. Even if it's fuel, it's going to burn like that. It's going to burn quick. But no, the Muslims did it. Oh, man, we went to a lot of different Muslim countries and we just took pictures of individuals who were probably with their families, probably shopping, probably going to the movies, probably going to the masjid, you know, probably in Salat. And, you know, somebody just took a picture of, what, 19 guys? And threw some names on them. Yeah, this guy, man, his name is Muhammad Hartree Smith. Yeah, and this guy right here, you know, this is Shaheed Law. And this guy right here, this is Ahmed. And, you know, I threw some names on it and put them all over TV. And people said, oh, it's on TV, so it must be real. Well, I'm on YouTube. Am I real? Am I lying to you? Am I telling you the truth? See, it's a difference now. Because no one has their hand up my back except Allah Azawajal. No one is pulling my strings except the Sunnah. No one is commanding me what to say except for this religion, this deen, this way of life. Excuse me, this way of life. So therefore, I'm not CNN. I'm not Fox. I was not put here by anybody to say anything that somebody wants me to say. Other than I'm trying to put the information out to the people for the pleasure of my Lord. And inshallah, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, inshallah. And that is the hard truth. Oh, no, my bad. It's a long one. I'll take it off. It's okay. We're going retro one time.
This is the Hard Truth with Muhammad Hartree Smith, bringing uncut and unbiased. Welcome. For the best quality in 24-karat gold, visit AA Jewelry Store located at 2210 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43229, Suite B1. Inshallah, you'll find the most beautiful rings, necklace, and much, much more. Give them a call, 614-269-8874, or email them at globalcohio@hotmail.com. That's GLOBALCOHIO at hotmail.com.
Taz New and Used Tires, located at 3910 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, specializes in the best quality services and new and used tires. Taz also mounts and laser balances all tires. Give Taz a call and tell him Muhammad Hartruth Smith sent you.
Alhamdulillah. So now let's move forward a little bit. How many Muslims have been injured or have been killed in the name of lies? See, not only did someone else blow the 911 building, the World Trade Center building, and the Pentagon and so on and so forth, but also a lot of people's lives overseas have been lost. You know, not just Muslim life, but non-Muslim life. See, one thing about it, people, if you don't know anything about Islam, Muslims are humanitarians. Meaning we are not allowed to just go taking lives. This is not part of our religion. We cannot just go in a place and kill a whole bunch of people and say, Allahu Akbar. It doesn't work like that. It's not part of our way. I was watching a movie. It's a documentary movie called The Lion of the Desert, where Anthony Quinn played Umar Mukhtar. And if no one has ever seen this movie, it is a very good movie to watch, inshallah. Has a lot of lessons in it, and it's based off of history when Mussolini and the Italians had went into Libya. Now, it was a part where the Italian army lined up all these Muslim men and put them in rows. And the general or the captain, where he was, he had his little pistol out, and he was walking behind them, and he'd walk up to one, put the gun to the back of his head and shoot him. And then, one part, he gave it to a kid. And he seen the kid, right? And the kid was probably about 14, 13, 14. I guess he was trying to scare the kid. So he was about 13 or 14 years old. So he put the gun against the head of the man next to the kid, pulled the trigger, and shot the man so the man could fall in front of the kid. Snatching the khimars off of the sisters and so on and so forth, burning their products and everything like this. Now, all this that the Europeans did and do is against Islam. But we're considered to be barbaric. We're considered to be terrorists and killers and so on and so forth, but yet these people perpetuate terrorism. I call it patriotic terrorism. Now, in the movie, the leader of Mukhtar, Rahimullah, they caught some of the soldiers, and one of his men had got emotional, was angry, because I'm sure anybody would be angry and emotional based off what they've seen, the atrocities they've seen. Maybe some of the family members were killed or something like that. And he went to kill one of the soldiers that they caught, and he stopped. He said, no. And he said to him, Chef, he said, they kill our people. They do this to our people. We have to get retribution. And he said something phenomenal. You know what he said? He said, they are not our teachers. Mm. They are not our teachers. Who's our teachers? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahabas, the righteous amongst mankind in those days. Those were our teachers. So this is what Allah just says. He says, Imran, last ayah of Imran, inshallah.
Oh, okay.
The very last ayah. Yes. says, actually, probably for the, yeah, it should be right here, Noble Quran. There it is. So Elijah just says, Ya yuhadina amunu taqwa Allah. Ya yuhadina amunu sbiru. No. Ya yuhadina amunu sbiru. So we were up to taqwa Allah. Ride it out for a minute. Yeah, like that. So Elijah just says, O you who believe, endure patience and be more patient.
Mm.
He said, endure patience and be more patient.
Yeah, that's like a double up.
Just pull up. You know,
do that and do it again.
You know, it's like,
I don't know why.
And see, you got to think about it. You know, if you was to read from the beginning that, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُمْ عَيْنِ لَا أُدْرِي وَعَمَلَ عَمَلًا لِكُمْ مِنْ بَكْرٍ وَأَوْتَاءٍ بَعْدِكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدٍ. Allah says, He says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُمْ عَيْنِ لَا أُدْرِي. So Allah heard the dua.
Mm-hmm.
And He said, None of your deeds will be lost, whether you be male or female. You're all part of one another.
Mm-hmm.
But the jab on the rule, and it says, man, we just got to do it here, right quick, God.
Trying to get us there.
Alhamdulillah. So, I love these ayats here because they're heavyweights. You know, there's some heavyweight ayats. It's, I think, the last
trying to get to what?
Yeah. 200, yeah. So we're talking about 190 is where it starts.
Okay.
No, not 190. Yeah, it's 190. First the jab, we have a home up, the money, like, it would be,
I'm sorry, brother. Be patient and be more patient.
He just hit me with that. So,
okay, so go up one. That's right there.
Oh, no, go down some more. This is the beginning. This is,
okay. I thought that's what you wanted.
Yeah, no,
go down just a little bit more.
All right. Here it is. So Allah says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَنِ لَا أُدْيُوا عَمَلَ عَمَلٍ مِكُمْ مِنْ ذَكْرٍ وَأَوْثَاءٍ بَعْدِكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدٍ. So Allah says, and the Lord responded to them. Never will Allah, well, let me explain to you what he responded to first before we, so nobody be confused. There was du'as made. And the reason why this, there was du'as made.
Starting right there, that's what the du'as
right here, but this is where it starts at. Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. He says, verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alteration of night and day, a sign for man's understanding. Let's stop there. He says, verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot go outside and look around and see that there is an earth out there that was not accidentally created, something is wrong with you. The way the sky is held up on canopy, the way the earth rotates, the way the rain comes down. If you think that this is some type of scientific manifestation that can be described by man because man can put a name on it, you are a lunatic. I'm just going to tell you like it is because you are trying to find something to dismiss the Lord of the world, so therefore you are crazy because you will have to stand in front of Allah. So Allah says, where we at? This is the first side of that. Oh, did I do that
before?
No, let me finish though. He said, but see, the thing is, this is for men of understanding. Everybody ain't going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not going to understand. Only those who are al-bab, who are the people who have understanding, can go out there and just look at the sky and say, Subhanallah. Can go out there and look at a flower and say, Subhanallah. Say glory to God. He can say glory to God. This small thing is magnificent. And then he says, Al-Ladina yadakurun Allah kiyamawa kuzawa ala zunubihi wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wa ardi. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batilan subhanaka fakina dhaban nar. He says, they are those who remember Allah. standing, sitting, and lying on their side. See, most people, when they're standing, they're thinking about work. They're thinking about making money.
Mm-hmm.
When they're sitting, you know, maybe they're thinking about socializing or eating or something. And when they're laying on their sides, they're thinking about getting rest.
Mm-hmm.
But the Muslims, even throughout work, they remember Allah. They should. When they're out there getting money, they should get the halal money. They should.
When they're sitting.
You know, when they're sitting, before they eat, they say Bismillah. When they're at the dinner table, they talk about Allah as a wajah. When they are sitting with their friends and their companions, they're talking about Allah as a wajah. And when they're lying, you know, they're about to go to sleep. You know, they're about to do something else. They still say Bismillah first. Alhamdulillah. But also, they make the dua that Allah told them to make. They say the surahs that the Prophet ﷺ said say before they go to bed. See, these are the people of understanding. These are the people who have that fear of Allah and understand who their Lord is.
So if they give thought to the creation of the heavens and the earth.
Yes. And then he says, وَيَتَّفَكَّرُونَ فِيكَ Oh, we are past that. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ حَذَا بَعْتَ مِنْ سُبْحَانَكَ فَكِينَ ذَابِنَا He says, our Lord, ma khalaqta, have you created, hadha this batila for without purpose. You have not created this without purpose. Subhanaka, see, people, you don't know why you're here. The bottom line, people who want to blow up stuff and blame it on Muslims and call the Muslims all these offensive names and so on and so forth and are patriotic terrorists, you don't even know why you're here. Raise your hand if you know why you're here. You know why you're here? Yeah, raise your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I know why I'm here. Ta'budullah. To worship Allah. To say alhamdulillah, to praise Allah as a wajah. This is why we are here. But we get caught up in the dunya. You know, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want this, I want that. And we forget about Allah as a wajah. Be not like those who forgot about Allah. And Allah calls them to what?
Get their own selves.
And get their own selves. Subhanallah.
They are the wrongdoers.
And they are indeed a fasikun. They are the wrongdoers. So then Allah says, he says, these people say, Subhanaka, Sakina, Dabinah, glory be to you. Protect us from the fire. And now we're about to get us some dua. See, now that was the first part of that dua right there. Subhanaka, Rakina, Zabana, and protect us from the fire. Then he says, and then the believer says, what?
Rabbana, innaka, man, kutatun, khilul nara, faqad, akhzaytahu, wa ma lizzalimina, minna, ansar.
SubhanAllah,
our Lord, indeed, whoever you admit to the fire, you have disgraced him. And for the wrongdoers, there are no helpers.
SubhanAllah. Imagine that. People out there, when this thing comes to an end, when this thing that we know, what we call life, when it comes to an end, you have to know that you will stand in front of Allah, the Lord of all that exists, and you will be questioned, and a lot of people will be in the hellfire. A lot of people will be in the hellfire.
Disgrace.
And so, this is the dua that the believers make. You know, we ask Allah protection from the fire. And then it says, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَا تُدْخِلِ النَّارِ فَقَدْ أَزَيْتُهُ وَمَا Oh, you said, yeah, read that part, right? So we go to the next one. So the next part of the dua says, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِيْنَا مُنَانِيًا يُنَانِيًا يُنَانِيًا آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَعَنَّنَا رَبَّنَا فَقْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفَعَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَا أَبْرَارِ He says, Our Lord, we have heard the call of one calling to faith. You have heard the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you want to fight against his call. You want to fight against his believing people. You want to fight against what is pure and right. You want to stand up for homosexuality. You want to stand up for immorality. You want to stand up for adultery. You want to stand up for fornication. You want to stand up for oppression. You want to stand up for taking the lives of so many other people in the name of a flag.
Piece of fabric.
In the name of so-called freedom.
Freedom to be disobedient to your Lord. That's the only freedom it
That's
is.
That's what it is.
And the Muslims are saying we want to eradicate and remove that type of lifestyle.
That filthy, stankful. I just made that word up.
Okay. Stankful.
That is thankful lifestyle. I like that word.
I see.
You know, I got thankful. I got numerous. And I showed my wife know a couple more I made up. So she said, that's not a word. I said, who's the telling me I can't make up my own words? They make up words. I'm making up my words. So alhamdulillah. But they are against everything that is pure and natural. So we're going to get to our point. Let's just go through this, inshallah, if we can. Oh, yes, sir.
It says, believe in your Lord, and we have believed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our Lord, so forgive us our sins and remove from us our misdeeds and cause us to die with the righteous.
With the righteous. Ooh, subhanAllah. So let me ask you something. How am I righteous? And I'm up in church screaming about Jesus, praying to Jesus. Where's the righteousness in that? When he was the creation of Allah.
Well,
where's the righteousness?
There's you know, that's their misunderstanding.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's why I'm saying it like that. Because
well,
I want them to reflect.
Yeah,
I want them to reflect.
Be careful.
Okay, well, let's go back. Well, how can I be righteous if the people in the congregation are in it with very short mini skirts on, you know, where you're supposed to be worshiping God,
but you came
but
up in there like
half naked,
like you had, you don't want to look like Mary.
No, you
may Allah, you know, peace and blessings be upon her.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to look like Jesus' mother.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to dress like her.
Mm-mm.
You know,
no, they don't.
You want to dress like, I mean, subhanAllah, you don't look like a harlot.
The men want to shave their beards and try to imitate the women.
Man,
you know, they want to cut the beards off. And, you know, this right here, this is called manliness. This is part of the man. This right here, see this? This is not.
You think it just was put on your face just by happenstance for no reason? You don't think that the Creator put that on your face for a reason? But, you know, you have to understand. Whose way are you following? That's what we want to know. Whose way are you really following? You know, the fascists. The fascists. They shade.
It's the Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots. The
fascists slash Patriots. I can't stand the name of Patriots. Just because of their name.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. You are crazy. You are crazy.
Now I will stop Brady. He a bad boy. I give that. Alhamdulillah. So let's move on, inshallah, so we get to the point.
All right.
Who we at?
The next verse is.
ربنا وأتنا ما وعاتنا على رسولك ولا تخزنوا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. He said, "Our Lord, and grant us from what you promise us through your messengers." And do not disgrace us on the day of resurrection. Indeed, you did not fail in your promise. See, now this is why you got to be patient. Check it out. We just read this verse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Believers, those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla, those who hold firm to this deen of Islam, to the rope of Islam, this is why you be patient. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you a promise. And who is better to fulfill the promise other than Allah Azza wa Jalla? Who can fulfill the promise other than Allah Azza wa Jalla? So then Allah says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ عَنِي لَا أُؤْدِيُ عَمَلًا عَمِلًا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْدَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدٍ فالذين هاجروا وخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيل قتلوا ولا وقتلوا لا أكافأن سيئاتهم ولا أدخل لهم جنة تجري من تحتها الأنهار جنة تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله حسن والله عنده حسن الثواب. Allah says, and their Lord responded to them. All the du'as we just heard, he responded to them. And he says to them, never will I allow to be lost any of your work, whether it be male or female. You are one of another. I want to make a point real quick. Yes, Allah has made the man stronger than the woman. He has given him certain responsibilities over the woman. But when it comes to the application of the religion, it is based on, it is an equal playing field. It's an equal playing field. That a man doesn't get no more reward than a woman does, or a woman gets no more than a man does, unless Allah will just be spit based off the niyyah and the performance of that action. Salat, fasting, whatever. Your wife might blow you out in deeds. And you be sitting there like, man, why is she getting all the blessings? Man, shoot, I want some blessings. You know, got to work for them. You got to work for them. So he says, so those who immigrated, Eric, talking about the immigration now, or were evicted from their homes, listen to him, they immigrated or were evicted. They didn't just say, let's leave. They were forced out.
Yeah. From their homes, and, or were harmed.
And then you wonder why, and I'm not trying to get to my point too soon, but I got to say this. You wonder why a cat want to pick up a gun and defend himself.
You don't have to wonder that.
I mean, I'm talking about they want to wonder.
Oh, okay.
It's wrong. It's wrong for somebody to come in my house and need to defend myself. But I bet most of them
breathe like I breathe and put on pants like me. And the most incredible part about it is that you're not operating in the cause of the Most High. You don't come out and operate in the cause of the Most High and say, you know, I'm being righteous, and then going out and executing. You know, where it's not like that. It's solely based on that piece of fabric and that made up paper that you printed. And you got people believing that there's value in it, when the real value in every human being, the real value is in work, in labor. Labor is what backs the currency. Labor, that's what backs the currency. So labor.
Let me tell you, I can't just print me some money on a big piece of paper and just say, here you go.
Well, I mean, you can. You sure can. If they made it once, it can be made again. That's my philosophy. That's always been my philosophy. One human being has made it, then it can be created again. And honestly, I'm not the only one of that opinion, because China has been one of the leading countries when it comes to counterfeit products. Case in point.
Hard truth. That's the hard truth, I think.
Man, that's the hard truth.
That's the hard truth. So he says, they were evicted from their homes or were harmed in my cause. Or fought or were killed. I will surely remove from them their misdeeds, and I will surely admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow as a reward from Allah. And Allah has with him the best reward. Subhanallah. And then Allah says, "Lad, you're going to the call of the Ladina Kafiru, feel me like Allah." Ooh,
yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Check out what he's saying. But not be not deceived by the movement of the disbelievers throughout the land. Man, do I got to say anything else?
Yeah, you do, right here.
Okay, we get to it.
You got
to
say that, then they understand that. Allah
says, he says, it is but a small enjoyment. Then their final refuge is where?
Hell.
And which is what? Is there what?
Wretched is the resting place. Wretched is the resting place.
And so many Muslims, it's amazing. They want to imitate the disbelievers. They want to imitate the people who deny Allah. They want to imitate the people who cursed Allah, who cursed Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who cursed the Muslims, who cursed the Quran, and you want to be like these individuals when I'm with Allah. Stop trying to be like these people in the hellfire.
Don't get deceived.
Why do you want to be like them? The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, if you imitate a people, then you are of the people. So guess what? When they're going to go to hell, and on the day of judgment, you're going to be looking back like, hey, I'm going to be with them. You should have been with them in this world. You should have been with the believers in this world.
Let me get a little bit of your light.
Can I get some light? Can I get some light? A little bit of light. A little bit of light.
I am Allah. That's serious. That's serious. That is so serious.
But you find the people being befooled, being bamboozled by the free movement of the disbelievers in this world. Everybody wants to do what they do. I want to do like Jay-Z and Beyonce. I want to do like Tom Cruise and all those too many people out there. So I'm just throwing off some things that I might know.
People like, what was he talking about? SubhanAllah, yeah.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. You know, the people want to be like the people of the hellfire. You want to imitate them. You want to use their drugs. You want to drink their alcohol. You want to wear their dress. You want to commit their acts. You want to do everything they're doing. So when you stand in front of Allah, Allah will tell you, hey,
look at your works.
Go ahead and roll with them. Yeah, roll with them.
What are your works?
SubhanAllah.
I mean, think about it. People are literally running out here believing Afi, mm-hmm. that they did a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And all they did was audition and act in front of a camera. SubhanAllah.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's not no work. That's not real work, people. That is not real work.
It's real lives. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's falsehood. It's falsehood. Hollywood is falsehood. And you got so many people who break their neck to get out there and become exploited, mm-hmm. to get exploited in propagating a lie. Mm-hmm. Somebody's false story, a fictitious story, and then it's all supposed to be in the name of fun, though. In the name of fun. SubhanAllah.
I'm sorry, we have to take a break. We've been talking, we've been yapping, inshallah. We got to take a break. We'll be right back, inshallah. Please stay tuned.
For a quality used car, look no further than Spectrum Motor One, located at 3238 West DeVille Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43231. Not only does Spectrum offer good quality cars, but also a nationwide warranty, 40-point inspection, buy here, pay here, zero interest, as well as halal Islamic financing. Call Spectrum, 814-477-4388, or email them at spectrummotor1@gmail.com. And if you tell them Muhammad Hard Truth Smith sent you, expect a 30% discount, and that's the hard truth.
Furniture Land, Ohio, located at 1395 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43229. Furniture Land, Ohio offers the most beautiful furniture for a beautiful price, good and durable. They stand behind their products. Quality, service, and great deals are what they stand for. Call them at 614-447-8505 or email them at furniturelandohio2@ymail.com. And if you tell them Muhammad Hard Truth Smith sent you, you will get 10% off your purchase, inshallah. And that's the hard truth.
The Allah says, لكن الذين تقوا ربهم لهم جنة تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزولا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار. He said, but those who fear the Lord will have gardens beneath which rivers flow, abiding eternally therein, excuse me, as a combination from Allah. And that which is with Allah is best for the righteous. Allah is with Jalla. People. It's going to happen. The attacks are not going to cease. They're going to try to keep blaming the Muslims for everything that happens. But we must be steadfast. We cannot get caught up in what the disbelievers are doing. We cannot get caught up in imitating them. We must hold to this deen of Islam. We must hold firmly to the book of Rasulullah. Leave off these worldly things. Sisters, stop leaving the house with makeup on. Wear your khimars right. Wear your clothing right. Brothers, let your beard grow. And I'm just talking about the external stuff right now. I'm talking about what is appearing. Because the people, that's all they can see is what's appearing. Identify yourself as a Muslim and do not be afraid to do that. Do not be ashamed to do that. Do not feel out of place. The disbelievers should feel out of place. Because Allah said you are the best amongst mankind. So when do we start feeling like we're the best? And I'm not talking about like a lot of Muslims do. They get arrogant with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, I'm the best. Oh, you know, come on, man. That'll make people not want it. I'll tell you, I met this one brother, man. He was so arrogant. I said, I just wanted to knock his nose off his face. I promise you. Because he was just so arrogant. His arrogance, I'm going to make up a word, emanated it off of his body.
Emanated. Mm-hmm. Emanated.
All right, is that the right word? Emanated. Okay, because I couldn't put it together, so I had to just make up a word. Anyway, oh, man, I mean, it was amazing. It was like he had a chi of arrogance around his body. It was amazing. I'm like, I mean, come on, brother. I mean, that's just too open with him. You're just like not scared to show anybody that you're arrogant because you got a little bit of knowledge. You wouldn't study for a little bit. And when the ulama slapped that muzzle on him, though, when the ulama was like, be quiet, you can't say nothing else. Then it was like, oh, you know, they can't figure it out. So Allah says, where we at? Fear the Lord regarding the deen. Okay, so for those who fear Allah, Allah will give them gardens underneath which rivers flow. Meaning at their feet, there will be gardens. In the midst of the gardens, there will be rivers flowing eternally. They will be there eternally, abiding there eternally. As an accommodation from Allah. And if Allah created this whole world, you trying to tell me Allah can't create something better? So what is with Allah is better. Allah says, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِمَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِئِينَ لِلَّهِ لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمانا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب. So Allah says, and indeed among the people of the scriptures and those who believe in Allah and what was revealed to you and what was revealed to them, humbly submissive to Allah, they do not exchange the verses of Allah for a small price. Those will have the reward with their Lord. Indeed, Allah is swift in account. Now, let me explain something to you about this ayah before you guys go running with it. Oh, he said the people of the scripture were saved. You know, that's what they really want to hear. That's what they really want to hear. They want to hear, saved. You know, that's what they want to hear. Saved. Oh, the Muslims said we're saved. We can keep on going to church and partying because we're saved. That's what Eric was trying to say, too.
Right.
These individuals, among the people in the scripture, are those who believe in Allah, first and foremost. Yeah. What is that? That's Tawheed.
That means they're not running around saying that
Jesus, God,
or that Allah is apparent you know.
Yeah, like a lot of
have
kids,
a child,
yeah,
turn a law.
A law resides in some rock or some tree or some stone.
It
or
says
some
the people
being.
Of the scripture, they believe in a law and what was revealed to you and what, meaning to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what was revealed to them, meaning the books that came before,
mm-hmm.
and that they're humbly submissive to Allah.
And now these people, let me explain something to you. These people that Allah is talking about were the people of their times. And those people who exist in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they believed in Allah, then they believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. See, you people out there don't understand that a lot of these people have the true Bibles. They don't have these Bibles today. They had the Bibles where Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name was in the Bible. They have those Bibles.
They have books that, and believe it or not, and this is amazing. And the reason why they don't is because anything and everything that dealt with the Prophet Ismail,
mm-hmm.
they obliterated.
Yeah,
no, they think they removed it.
I think
they removed it. Mm-hmm. You know. And so, and I don't want to digress too much, but just for the benefit, you know, if you have, let's say, two wives, how Ibrahim alayhi salam did,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, two different households, you got children
mm-hmm.
in two different households,
mm-hmm.
the mom over here is going to tell, and the stories that's going on over here is going to pass down differently than the stories that's over here in this
mm-hmm.
household,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And so what ends up happening is these stories become predominant and they leave these stories out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's pretty much where we're at as far as that is concerned, you know.
So he says, and they do not
exchange the
verses of Allah for a small price like many have done.
SubhanAllah.
This is why you
pass that plate.
That's why you have the King James Version.
And they pass that plate.
Yeah, let me
up in
oh, yeah, they pass that
they
plate.
They pass that plate.
I might
be
passing the place.
Stop, God. Don't do that. Not for a
small. No, I'm not going to sell the eyes of the line. All right. I'm just saying, we got to pay the next bill up in here, brother. We need to pass the place. Alhamdulillah. I'm not going to change no eyes, but it did King James and them guys did. Okay, so those will have their reward for Allah, and be Allah so for the cap. Now, meat and potatoes, this is that word. Alhamdulillah. So Elijah just says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. He says, all you who believe, preserve, perseverance, and endure. And I'm breaking down to you like this. Be patient and be more patient. That's what it says. Be patient and then be more patient. And remain steadfast and fear Allah, that you may be successful. So now, we're going to get to the point now.
Mm-hmm.
We see that the Muslims are being attacked all around the world, physically, verbally, psychologically.
Economically.
Economically, yes, very big time. Every way they can be attacked. Brothers and sisters, don't think that these groups are out here starting this. Don't think that these groups are out here blowing up stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. America's a bad boy. This government right here, you're not coming up in here just doing anything unless they allow it to happen. I'm going to be honest with you. Don't think they're not watching my show right now. They're probably looking at me like, yeah, we're going to shut this guy up. Alhamdulillah. 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 All praise to Allah. We're going to be patient. So be patient. We don't know what Allah has in store for us. We know from the hadith of Rasulullah. But their plan has to play out. It has to play out. Because it's prophecy. It was prophesied like this. We have to be patient. Stop attacking one another. If everyone just follow the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and the Tabi'in. And guess what? We will all be on the same page. And we can weasel out all these knuckleheads and these misfits and say, well, no, you're a liar. Get him out of here. Because we're all on the same page. That's just like the Quran. If we all recite the Quran and someone comes in here with a different verse, guess what? We're going to catch him. We're going to catch him. No, brother, that is not in the Quran. Who are you? Who do you work for? Exactly, who are you? Why are you here? Are you here to cause fitna? Because it sounds like it. They will be caught. They'll be exposed. Let's see if we got any callers. I know we got callers, but let's see if anybody wants to say anything tonight, inshallah. If anybody would like to say anything who's calling in tonight, just push the number one on your keypad, inshallah, and we'll take your call. But right now, we are going to, what time is it? We have exceeded our time. Actually, we haven't because we
got to read that.
We read it already.
No, it's the last verse. You haven't read
it. Mm-hmm, yeah, I did. Oh, you believe in doing, be patient and be more patient and guard your territory by stationing army units. What happened? You went to Musa Khan. They had a different. Yeah, Musa Khan is a better translation. All you who believe, endure and be more patient. See, that's the translation I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Be more patient. Be patient and be more patient. And guard your territory by stationing army units permanently at the places from where the enemy can attack you and fear Allah that you may be successful. There it is in a nutshell. You have a right to defend yourself. You have a right to protect your land. He didn't say, Allah didn't say go out there and bring it to nobody, but if they bring it to you, you got to give it up. You got to give it up. You got to give it up. You cannot sit there and say, oh, I'm this little smart poor Muslim man, I don't believe, I'm sorry. No, sorry for what?
You got a commandment to guard your territory, which means by stationing army units, which is consists of believers. So believers have to step up to make up those army units.
Mm-hmm. You know, we all want to be the
permanently.
We want to be the
permanently at the places from where the enemy can attack you.
We want to be the half Muslim, half Jahiliyyah man. You know, we want to have one foot in the deen and one foot in the dunya, as they say it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But once you're in the dunya, you're in the dunya.
Man,
you know,
you're going to get humiliated.
Yeah, that dunya
is going to get humiliated.
That dunya is like a pit bull. When it grab you,
humiliated.
It puts a lock on you and get the shaking. And you'd be like, oh, man, I'm not making salat no more. Oh, no, I'm not fasting no more. Oh, there goes the kufi, there goes the beer, and then bam, it goes to Islam.
And now Bilal is Billy.
Ah, and Muhammad is Mo. Huh.
Mo Dollars. SubhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah. Our show is just for information. We're not trying to arouse anything except the man and the people. That's it. We want the people to understand you do not have to be ashamed to be Muslim. You do not have to hide your Islam.
You have to be apologetic.
Why? We got the perfect book. We got the perfect example. We got the perfect way. What is the problem?
And one more thing, Aki.
Please tell me, brother.
And we got a promise from our Lord.
We got a promise.
He never fails in his promise. He never fails in his promise.
Alhamdulillah.
No matter what, hold on to this.
And don't let go with your motor to you. Don't let go. So, alhamdulillah, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back, inshallah.
And that's the hard truth.
It is, brother.
MashaAllah.
Market serves the best salami in town. 544 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. Call Yasmin for your clothing and grocery needs.
Alhamdulillah. So Since no one has pushed the number one tonight and no one wants to chime in or say anything or have a comment or question, we're going to go ahead and call it a night, inshallah. We're trying to keep the shows down to an hour. I know an hour doesn't seem that long because, you know, we have a lot of information to talk about. There's a lot of things going on in the world. And we just talk about the deen. It's just boatloads of information out there. Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, if we share something that was incorrect tonight, that was offensive, that, you know, maybe hurt of someone's feelings or something, I can't really take this because, let's see, hold on. We'll just see. We'll do it like this. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Tala. Welcome to the Hard Group.
That's not your wife?
Brother Tala.
Assalamu alaikum,
Brother Tala. You know I got you live on air, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know I was live on air, man. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How you doing tonight, brother?
Alhamdulillah, brother. How about yourself, man?
Alhamdulillah. Get salam to our listeners.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Talib on the Hard Truth. The truth is, it's time to pray.
That's right, brother. That's what we're about to talk here.
Hey, man, inshallah, I have some risk for you, man. Alhamdulillah, some risk for you from Allah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Give me a call, man. So it's about the, a floor job and a cabinet job, man.
Okay, inshallah.
This how we do, man. This brotherhood is brotherhood, man. I haven't come.
Long as fuck.
Inshallah. Call me, man, when you get off air, inshallah, man.
Okay, inshallah. So I'll wake up tonight with the cabinet. Alhamdulillah. So with that being said, I know my wife is at home smiling right now. She didn't hurt.
Get over there and get that.
Get that money.
Let it work. Work that right.
You know, that's what men do.
Work
men
righteousness.
Yeah, we work righteousness and we do righteous work.
That's right.
For the pleasure of Allah.
That's
right.
What
it's about, man.
Alhamdulillah.
You gotta do like this.
You gotta roll your khabith up.
You gotta turn the camera off. You know. You got to do what you got to do, alhamdulillah. So if we say anything that is wrong, that is offensive, you know, that was incorrect, then we ask you to pray to Allah to forgive us and you forgive us. But if we say something that's just the truth, and it is the truth, the hard truth, sometimes it hurts. So that's what we can do about that. It is what it is, the truth, the truth. The truth sometimes hurts me. You know, I got to hear the truth sometimes. And sometimes I'll be like, but you know what, alhamdulillah, I can accept the truth. But if we say something that is enlightening, something that is that will make you closer to Allah as well, just make you want to be a better Muslim, make you want to become Muslim, then verily all the praise due to Allah as well. We are out of here. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Your brother Muhammad Har Truth and Shahid Allah bin Rami. We are out of here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that's the hard truth.